the missed opportunities when you had the ball inside the red zone, who was responsible for keeping the team up and engaged?
Well, I think that's obviously all on our coaches, but one of the main things that our quarterbacks do a good job of is making sure that they're working up and down that bench, talking to those offensive linemen. And, you know, we were able to get down there and we turned the ball over on that one drive and watching Peyton work his way down that lineman bench and talking to him about, hey, listen, you're being efficient, keep doing what you're doing, right? And it falls on the leadership of your football team and the leadership of your coaches. And it goes that back to me and the coaches that we have on the offensive side of the ball. That, I really didn't feel like that was a problem at all today. We just didn't connect early on some things, and we didn't get the ball in the end zone enough, and that's the name of the game.
Peyton was limited in his connections in the first half. Was that just timing or just a combination? Why didn't he have more completions?
Right. You know, I know he wishes he had a few of those throws back because I think he was trying to back shoulder some guys and he left it short a few times. And then, you know, as we made the adjustment towards from that point, he started putting the ball on the players. And when you give them a chance, they got an opportunity to do it, right? And that's what he said to those guys on the sideline, which was good. We're seeing the growth where he's like, look, I'm going to get that ball over his shoulder and to you, right? So, and trust you to make a play. And Steven made some great plays. Dalen made a terrific play there at the end. You know, we've got to start off that way, and then capitalizing early in the game is critical. We got to be able to go get a touchdown off of that one drive early, and then we came right back and were able to move the ball down there. And you know, the guy that helped us get it down there and did so much for us, hey man, listen, he's human, he made a mistake, and they got their hand on it and it came out. You know, but we've got to be able to pick him up because he's picked us up so many times, right? And I thought he played his rear end off. He never really flinched as a result of that. He felt bad, but other than that, I mean, I loved his resilience. He's a tough dude.
Coach Bowen said that he was planning on playing Ricky Thomas about 25 snaps as he works his way back to full strength. With Mike Lee unavailable in that second half, did that plan change as far as utilizing Ricky?
Well, obviously it did. It did kind of change things a little bit on his Mike not being available. Now you're down another guy. It was very similar to the week before at West Virginia, but you didn't have Ricky either, right? So the next man up mentality, having the next man up, whether it's McCullough or Ricky, being ready when your number's called, and then being able to recover from your injury, you know, and making sure that you're ready to go when you're out there. I'll have to watch the tape to be able to tell you for sure how he played, but it was the plan to get him the game about 24, 25 games.
Were you expecting Mike to get ejected on that? It looked like a kind of bang-bang play. Not much he could do.
You know, when I saw the replay, you know, I've watched a lot of college football, and I'm not real sure if it's easy for these folks to tell sometimes. Their consistency is not been really across the board. So I wasn't really sure. I know he's a hard hitter, and he put some hits on those guys today. And he does drop his head from time to time. And, you know, when you drop your head, you got to be careful because you put yourself in harm's way of being ejected. And I know it hurt him and tore him up because he didn't want to do that. But that's part of him growing up and learning to tackle better and keeping his eyes up.
Yeah. How disappointed were you in the offensive output? And then how much did the slow start kind of make that a snowball effect where you couldn't get going?
Yeah, obviously we're disappointed because we didn't do enough to help us win. You know, obviously talking to our players after that, we had a firm understanding of what we were doing. I think everybody felt comfortable there. They were engaged the entire time. It was just a matter of connecting on, you know, some of those throws early in the game that were contested, you know, heavy box stuff that we see on tape, and we just got to put the ball on that guy, give him a chance, because those turn into big plays, right? You score on that first drive, and then you score on the one that we turn it over, might be a different game. You know, it might be a different game, but you don't get to go back, right? You've got to go convert on. You have to convert on that. And, you know, one of the stats that I'm most disappointed in today is that, you know, we've got three turnovers from our defense and we were able to get 3 points out of it. And, you know, the thing that I will say defensively is they were able to, you know, they gave us three turnovers and Tech got 7 points off of those turnovers, right? So they did their job offensively. We didn't do the job over there, and that falls on me.
You mentioned the turnovers, and at two of those, the defense gave the offense the ball at the 10-yard line and the 9-yard line. He still get 3 points. Just how improbable is that, I guess, to only get that few points?
Man, I'm not sure how to answer that question. I just know you expect to win, and get in the end zone down there. On the 10-yard line, your odds of getting in there, you got to feel pretty good about it, right? And that's just on us as a group. We've got to convert and get in the end zone, right? You know, they had a kid drop and make a really nice play. I mean, they were in a coverage that we've seen them be in, and we just got to read it better. You know, he dropped and stole a pickup down there in the end zone.
Was Miles available today?
Yes, he was.
So that was different today. You only played one quarterback the whole game. What led to that change?
Throughout practice, he definitely showed the best grasp of what we were doing, obviously. And not that the other ones didn't, but he was definitely into it. And we were very confident in him, and we still are still very confident in him. You know, he'll continue to improve and get better. There's no doubt about it. I think that kid has got a lot more resolve than maybe people give him credit for. A lot better leader than what people give him credit for. But the other ones were ready to go, too. They were ready to go. That's what you want to see as a coach. We just got to play better.
Were you hoping to get Puka more involved? He's such an explosive playmaker.
Well, of course you are, you know. But, I mean, that guy on the other side of the field has been playing a bunch. He's been coaching for a long time, man, a long time. And you know, when you've got a really good player, people are going to do what they got to do to try to limit him, right? I thought he still had pretty good production. I don't think it was off the chart, but when we got behind there, it changes the game plan just a little bit. That alters it a little bit, but he did make some really nice runs today. He wasn't able to get loose completely, but we would love to be able to find a way to be in situations where we're not feeling like we have to throw it a lot to get back in the game quick, but you know, obviously we'd like all of them to have better production.